Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Hope everybody's enjoying themselves this evening. I know I am. It's been a crazy, crazy day. You know, as a big basketball fan, you know, today is that day where, you know, you find out how teams gonna look at the end of the year or whatnot. So, now I was a little excited by the trade deadline, whatnot. No. Unfortunately, tonight we're not going to have Butter Pecan. She is not up to snuff. She's a little ill. We wish you well, Butter. Hope you get better. But we do have a guest host tonight. My main man, Black Steel, is going to be in. And we're going to talk about the NBA. And among other things, also, tonight's show is dedicated to all the ignorant and the haters out there. If you're ignorant and a hater, we talking about you tonight. Guaranteed. Anyway, as always, I appreciate your call. I encourage you to call. And on that note, give the number 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. You know, of course, I want to hear from you. And as always, always ask for email. You know, you can email me at smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. And as always, I solicit the phone pictures. You know, I want that smooth drama phone shot or just a phone shot. Anyway, and if you listen to Pop, turn that down so Mama can't hear that. I guess it's too late to even say that. Yeah, but like always, we appreciate your emails, and so you can email us at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And, of course, personal emails to me, dick@smoothdrama.com. I promise to read them. If there's anything you want to talk about, any subject, I, of course, will read it on the air because I'm smooth like that. Also, as always, we have the, we got an event coming up. We have karaoke night February 27th at the Carriage House, you know, 6 to 10 p.m., tentatively speaking. You know, we want to see y'all there. We want to get out there. We want to, you know, we want to touch y'all. We want y'all to touch us appropriately, inappropriately. I don't know. We'll figure it out. And so, to keep up with us and what's going on with us, we encourage you to also text the word Smooth Drama from your mobile device. And we know y'all got them. The number 41411. Once again, the word Smooth Drama, your mobile device, 41411. And just to add on top of it, the whipped cream on top. If that's not enough for you, you just can't get enough of dick and butter. Y'all can break us off a call on Say Now. We have Say Now numbers. Butter's number. And she's live right now. She's probably dead, but she's live. 619-245-4353. And that is 619-245-4353. Just talk to Butter. And if you want to talk to Dick, which would be me speaking in third person, why I'm speaking in third person, I don't know, but I am. You can break me off a call, 619-573-6165. Once again, that is 619-573-6165. Yeah. You can call me. You need a message, whatever. Cuss me out. Don't cuss me out. I can take it. And on that note, I want to start off the show with an email. Oh, got a caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Yo, what's up? I'm
Yo,
here.
My man. Black Steel in the Hour of Chaos. What's happening with you?
Hey, what's up, man? What's up, Dick? How's everything going?
Oh, you know me. I'm doing good. I'm feeling lovely. You know, I'm fired up. You know, even though my team, the Indiana Pacers, didn't do nothing to make themselves better, I guess I'll live through this trading day bonanza. Everybody made a goddamn trade but my team.
Damn, but hey, it's all about that money. If you ain't got that money, you ain't got nothing.
All right. Anyway, I don't even want to talk about it. Even though I do think Cleveland got a steal in getting Antoine Jameson. You might want to start fitting them for the rings now. I know we on the West Coast and everybody on the West Coast is in love with the Lakers and whatnot, but. It might be a little ugly in the finals this year. I'm just saying.
Well, you know how that song goes, man. They say, I love L.A. And, hey, that's where it's at.
Yeah, okay. Now, I know you're a Philly guy, and your team is just as bad as mine, so.
Yes, sir. Right now you can go to a Sixers game, and you can get two tickets, two hot dogs, two Cokes for like $30. And we picked up AI and he ain't even playing. So
right.
So we having a little issues too in Philly, but hey, we gonna work through it though.
Well, even though he's playing, he still ain't playing. That's just me. I'm not going to go there because I don't really care too much for AI, the ball player. I'm sure he's a great guy. But anyway, starting off, like always, we solicit the emails, whatnot. And, you know, if these emails where people, you know, got an issue or whatnot, I get to be Dr. Dick. So, in my next edition of Ask Dr. Dick, we've got a woman's issue, which is the subject, and this is from Bibby Baby, who writes, you want issues? How about the men who try to be gangster, take advantage of a woman just because basically they are male hoes, thinking because a woman is older that she should pay some hoe to be with her? You want to talk about that one?
Nah. go ahead. That's on you. That's on you, big dog.
Oh, goodness. Well, I guess just don't pay the man. That's my advice?
Yeah, basically, that's it.
I mean, I'm thinking that if a guy is trying to charge you to be with him, you might want to just back away.
Yeah, and tell her to find a guy that that don't want nothing, that wants to be with you just because you're you.
Yeah, definitely. So, Busy Baby, thank you for the email. I hope it works out for you. I hope you don't have to drop your hard-earned cash. And if so, I hope it's worth it. That's it. All right. Now, you know, of course, as I started off the show, I'm saying this is the anti-ignorance, anti-hater show. You know, as always, you know, I'm always about the love movement, whatever. I read something that happened right here in San Diego. For those of you who don't know, who are listening, you know, we're based in San Diego. There was a little thing at UCSD where a group of University of California San Diego students were supposedly mocking Black History Month with a ghetto-themed party called the Compton Cookout. And I guess it was off campus, and the guys were encouraged to wear chains and high-top tennis shoes, and girls were encouraged to be ghetto chicks with gold teeth and wear cheap clothes. And one UCSB student, Jasmine Phillips, said, "When I saw the picture, I was hurt. I was disgusted." You want to comment on that? I got a comment. I want to hear what you think about that.
Well, number one, I've been to the campus. I've seen a lot of the students that are on campus, things of that nature. So I'm just curious to find out why. Why would they do it? I know there is a lack of African Americans on the campus. So if something like that did happen, there was probably nobody around to say, "Hey, why are you guys doing this? What's the meaning of all of this?" Because I wasn't even aware that they even, you know, had anything going on for Black History Month. Just
yeah.
Because of the lack of the African-American population on campus.
Yeah, I mean, now, for me, I got a different view on it. I mean, I've stated I'm cool with Black History Month, and I'm cool with celebrating my history, my culture, whatnot. I'm very historical and very cultural. I just don't believe that February is any more special than the other 11 months. I'm Black all year. Been Black all my life last time I checked. It's not going to stop no time soon, and ain't no month going, no shortest month in the damn year, even in a leap year, going to define me. Now, when I look at this story, whatnot, and, you know, there were some people who were understandably appalled and angered, whatnot, like, oh, they're wearing the chains and high-top tennis shoes and blah, 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 you know, as a party theme, whatnot. I'm like, so what? I don't really care how they dress at a party. Because quite frankly, last time I checked, I never seen any white people in protest when Urkel was on the air. I remember Urkel was making fun of white people. I don't know how long did that show last. I don't even know the name of that show Urkel was on. But if I'm not mistaken, Urkel was basically a Black dude making fun of white dudes, right? He had the high pants, had the big glasses.
I talk like a nerd and
all that other stuff. Right? as the silence is deafening. Thank you, Chocolate. Chocolate says the name of the show is Family Matters. I never really watched it because I wasn't feeling it. Don't think I've ever watched the whole episode. It was like when he would say like one line, I was out. You know, I knew nobody who looked like that. And, you know, getting back to it, I don't think that there's no diversity training that the kids who threw this party have to go through. Hey, last time I checked, when somebody dressed like you, it's called a biting. Imitation is the greatest form of flattery. And if they was making fun of it, so what? That's on them. Black Steel, you back?
Yeah, I'm back. Dick, I just want to apologize to you and all the listeners. I had a little technical difficulties with my communication devices. However, my technical staff, they diagnosed and they solved the problem, and now we're back.
Okay. Well, I look at it like this. You know, they want to be ignorant. They want to make fun of you. Fine. I believe Ice-T said in his album Freedom of Speech, Just Watch What You Say, he said in the song, hated by millions, but I hate them back. True believer knows where my heart is at.
Yep.
So, you know, if they want to take the time and energy out to make fun of us, supposedly, with their clothes and eating this fried chicken and watermelon and whatnot, that's fine. I mean, personally, if I walked across you and I saw you, I would laugh at you the same way I laugh at some of these people at Comic-Con and whatnot. And if you tried to say something, I might punch you in the nose. You know, it could happen like that. But see, normally people like this, when they do stuff like that, they're very cowardly.
Yeah,
And then they'll, you know, try to blur out their face or whatnot because they, of course, don't want the repercussion. Like the Klan, you know, they hide their faces and whatnot. And they'll just blank themselves out so that you can't smack the shit out of them.
Yeah, exactly. Now, they're hiding behind something, you know, because they do have the wigs on and they do have the glasses on and stuff like that, you know. Why don't you take your hat, you know, take the wig off, take the glasses off, you know, and take the picture, and you know, so if I see you on campus, I'm a step to you, like, yo, man, what was that all about?
Yeah, was it funny? Oh, and for those who are listening, whatnot, it was the Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity, who are the throwers of the party, or not. I mean, they say that they didn't do it, and it wasn't endorsed by their fraternity. You know, and I mean, me myself, I don't care too much for Greek fraternities anyway. I've never thought too much of being a Greek. You know, the whole pederasty history and whatnot. For those who don't know what I'm talking about. You know, I know everybody has Google, you know, on the internet. Pederasty. Pederasty. That is the origin and the philosophy behind Greek fraternity. Look it up. And then you tell me if you really want to be a Greek and pride yourself and burn shit on you. I'm all right. I wasn't feeling it. We'll never feel it. And, you know, for the people down in Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity, you know, good job. You got a little attention. Fuck you. If
if you try to step my way or any of my homies' way, they'll probably knock you out too. And that's it. You got any other kind words you want to say to the people, the kind people of the Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity?
If I see you and I see you and I find out who you are, I'll probably punch your lights out. Let's leave it there.
I'm thinking that the lights is already out though.
You know, I do want to say I do have some choice words, but you know what? I'm gonna keep it clean.
You gonna keep it clean? But we don't never keep it clean.
Nah, I'll keep it clean right now.
All right, well, we're keeping it clean. You're smooth driving tonight. That's a first. And on that note, we gonna go take a quick station identification break. After these messages, we'll be right back.
Together you got a smooth drummer.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, and my main man, Black Steel.
Yeah. I'm here.
I know you are. We on the anti-ignorance, anti-hate tip. So, as I said earlier, if you're a hater, if you're ignorant, this ain't the show for you. We're actually talking about you and people who think like you. So, as always, I'm always about constitutional issues, whatever. You know, I think people don't look enough into that. You know, the steady erosion of our rights, it's one of those things that just don't get talked about enough. You know, people just take it like, oh, yeah, that's fucked up. But no, this is something that shouldn't happen. Like in New York, you know, they have the so-called zero tolerance laws, right? Well, Alexa Gonzalez, 12-year-old, she doodled on her desk. I love my friends Abby and Faith. Lex was here 2/1/2010 with a smiley face on her desk with a green marker.
Yeah. You know what? I know where you're going because I read the article on it today. So we got to talk about this.
Now, I find it odd that Alexa didn't get detention. She didn't have to clean the desk. Alexa got arrested. They put her in handcuffs and walked her across the street to the police station.
And the worst thing of this is they did it in front of her peers, all her friends,
right,
all her teachers. That was the worst thing you could have done. They could have took her to the office and said, you know,
right,
they just did like that, went out a back door. But no, they paraded her in front of all of her peers.
Right. And I'm like, we say it's defacing the property, whatnot, and you make them clean it up, no doubt. But you don't put a 12-year-old in handcuffs for this zero tolerance shit. I mean, this ain't her fighting. This ain't her bringing a knife and trying to cut somebody. This ain't her shooting at anybody. This is a little girl drawing on a desk. And we handcuffing her. You know, I'm like, What's next? You know, people don't understand. I mean, because like they're taking the cell phones, you know, and they're charging kids with making them a child predator if they sexting, you know, the so-called sending pictures to each other. And I'm like, well, they're not predators. They're all 16. If they're all minors, where's the, I mean, I don't endorse it. Just like I don't endorse, you know, writing on desks or putting gum, but you don't get arrested for that. That's supposed to be a life lesson.
Yeah, definitely.
What happened to life lessons? You know, am I missing something?
Nah, you ain't missed nothing. It's just, yeah, you know, when I was growing up, if you write it on the wall, they made you clean it.
Right.
You know, if you did something you wasn't supposed to do, you had to fix it, and it was embarrassing. They embarrassed you in front of the school like they did the little girl, but it wasn't that extreme, though.
Right.
It wasn't to the point where, you know, I wrote I hate you in the bathroom, and then I went to jail in handcuffs.
Right. I mean, and you know, they even went as far. There's a school in Florida that was fining kids $103 for cussing. And I'm like, you know, them kids can't pay it, so you go and hit the parents up. It's already hard time. I mean, is this your scam on how to get some easy money? You know, it's some bullshit.
Exactly. And it's like, you know what, if it was that bad, they should make the kids, especially with the graffiti, okay, you got to come in on Saturday and do all the walls. You got to take off all the graffiti. Even though you didn't do it, you're going to pay for it. That's what they should have did.
Right. Exactly. I'm down with that. You know, teach them a lesson. You know, just a lesson. I mean, the whole getting arrested for something that wasn't violent, something that harmed no one. We have to keep saying it. Harmed no one. You know, I mean, it's just like fight. You know, I mean, you know, as one of our bloggers points out, that here in California, you could be arrested for fighting at school or challenging one to a fight. You know, I mean, you know, I had an incident with my nephew where he challenged somebody to a fight but didn't fight and still got suspended. I'm like, you get suspended for not fighting? You know, I mean, we done went from tough love to just fucking tough. Ain't no love nowhere. It's just tough. Like, I'm like, you got suspended for not fighting? And, you know, then if you fight, you can go to juvenile hall. I'm like, shit, I don't know how many times I've been arrested. You know, and it's sad when you get arrested for getting beat up. You know, I didn't think about it. I got into a fight. I got my ass whooped. And I'm going to get arrested too. Come on now. I'm like, people, where we at? Now, you know, people always talking about this tough love and all this kind of stuff. But we it's supposed to be teaching, learning. You know, just locking folks up just for the sake of locking them up. No, man. That's, you know, that ain't cool. You know, we're doing a lot of things, and to me, it's unconstitutional, once again. Because we're talking about offenses that aren't necessarily anything that's a detriment to society. And these are public schools. It's not private, you know. Private schools, you know, of course, have different disciplinary system. You know, they're a little bit stricter. I mean, because you, of course, pay money, whatever. But at the same time, we're looking at an issue now where all kinds of things that we do, you know, the whole taxation without representation, where we get things taken out of our check that for services that we can't use as taxpayers. And you're like, wow, what part of the game is that? What part of the game is that? I mean, you know, example, there's Tracy, California. It's in Northern California area. The residents there have to pay every time they call 911 for a medical emergency now. You know, so, and they have two options. The residents can pay a $48 voluntary fee for the year, which allows them to call 911 as many times as necessary. Or there's the option of not signing up for the annual fee, and instead you'll be charged $300. Now, I said that right. $48 for the opportunity to call 911, even though your taxpayer dollars are paying for that shit anyway. And if you don't opt in for it, it's $300 per call. Now, you think about that. The funny part is, you better hope, like, if you're at somebody's house and you're in Tracy, that the person actually likes you, because they don't like you, they're like, shit, you ain't worth $300, especially if you're, like, choking or hurting or whatever. And, you know, they got to, you think about it, they got to think about whether or not you worth $300. And, I mean, you really got to like somebody. You know, it's like they hurting and whatnot. They broke their leg. Like, nah, dog, you got to go to your crib call. Because my mom, she can't afford. She didn't opt in. She can't afford $300 to call. And, I mean, it sounds funny, but you and I both know, or all of us know, that hell, that could happen. You don't want to call because you can't afford the $300 fee, because you didn't opt in to pay the voluntary $48 fee when, as a taxpayer, and I'm one of them people with a job where taxes come out to pay for this shit, you're going to charge me again. Because we figure if they start this shit in bumfuck Tracy, they're going to try to roll it out in the big city soon enough. Soon enough. Now, I'm saying, you know, to the people out there who are taxpayers, you know, we always talk about illegal immigrants and they're taking our jobs, blah, 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 blah. Now, who fights for this? Who fights for this? Now, one of our bloggers says, use payphone. Shit. I mean, if you're lucky enough to have a payphone in your area, and then they're probably going to charge that person the $300 who they come pick up. So either way, somebody screwed over. Either way, I don't know. I have a problem with that, especially if it's something that we already paying for. You know, we're already paying enough in taxes. Shit. And you want to charge other people, and, you know, I feel for the people in Tracy because obviously they're being screwed over. And it's really, really bad. So you know. Where the protesters at? Where y'all at? This is your taxpayer money. This is your money. This is something bad happening to you here in America. This ain't no third world country. We shouldn't have to pay for something that we're paying for. This is double pay. You know, where the Tea Party at? Where y'all at? Y'all protesting all kinds of shit, but y'all, is the Tea Party going to protest this? Are y'all going to protest this? You know, I remember when Public Enemy said 911 is a joke. And this now is a joke that is not funny. This is far from funny. It's hilarious to a whole nother level. You know. We're going to move on from that. Because a lot of people don't understand the thing about their rights. So we're going to focus on just plain old regular hate. You know, we're going to stick to California with our regular hate here. Another issue. When people can't get the results they want, I believe Martin Luther King, and this is my homage to Black History Month, whatever. I'm gonna quote Martin Luther King. People like to quote Martin Luther King, Black History Month. quote Martin Luther King when he said, "People don't know how to disagree without being violently disagreeable." And that happens here with a woman who is guilty of killing a fortune teller over failed love spell. You know, and this is crazy. Tanya Nelson was guilty of masterminding the murders of Ha Gabe Smith and her 23-year-old daughter, Anita Volt. And this happened 5 years ago. They found the bodies of the mother and the daughter stabbed repeatedly inside their home, April 21st, 2005. The victim's hands were covered in white paint. I guess the authorities said to cover up evidence. And I guess this all started with Ms. Nelson, who hired Ms. Ha Jade Smith, who was a popular fortune teller in the Vietnamese community, to bring her ex-lover back. Well, when Ms. Smith told her, "I can't change reality," she became upset and plotted to drive across the country. Yes, you heard me. Plotted to drive across the country to kill her. Now, what she did, yes, she lured her accomplice. I don't know how you do this, but she lured her accomplice, Felipe Zamora, into the murder scene by promising to fix him up with gay sex partners. And so, Mr. Zamora pleaded guilty last year to 2 counts of first-degree murder and testified against Nelson. And Nelson, for those of you who are listening, also used the name Phong Thai Nguyen and used to live in Orange County and is accused of assuming the identities of the victims after the killing and spending more than $3,000 on clothing and buying plane tickets for a family vacation in Southern California. You know, Felipe, first and foremost, I won't talk to Felipe because it's a waste of time because he was dumb enough to go for it. People, if somebody offers you to fix you up with sex to murder somebody, gay partner, look, homie, when you go to jail, you will get all the gay partners you want. You don't even have to worry about it. You don't have to solicit them. They will solicit you. I promise you. You will get all the gay sex you want in jail. And more. Somebody will claim you in jail. You'll probably get claimed by a multiple amount of people. So, as I'm sure Mr. Gamora found out, probably sooner rather than later. Now, this Tanya Nelson, phone side win, you are evil. Y'all pardon in property listening. Turn it down. I'm warning you ahead of time. Please turn it down so mama can't hear this. You are evil, bitch. What the fuck? Why? Look, you didn't have, homie, a soothsayer, a fortune teller tells you your fortune. She doesn't control fortune. Let me repeat. So, if just in case you don't know, next time, okay? They tell fortune, like Nostradamus. He told the fortune. He said, this is going to happen. He doesn't control it. You can't be mad at him if you can't get a specific. Just like you couldn't be mad at, well, you shouldn't have been mad at her because your ass couldn't get your ex-lover back. Now we know why he's an ex. He was like, I got to get away from your crazy ass. So, Tanya Nelson, Bone Thigh Wynn, whatever the fuck your name is, this Godzilla's for you. You know, I hope that they fuck you over in jail, that you never have a nice day. Two people are dead because of you and your stupidity. I don't give you that whole insanity plea. Obviously, you're fucking insane because you thought that one person could make your ex-boyfriend come back to you. Look. He left you because you're fucking crazy. You too can enjoy all the gay sex that you want now that you're in jail. And hopefully Big Bertha and Big Mama and Big whoever the hell you run across smacks the shit out of you from time to time just because. You know, and that's not good enough for you, obviously, because you ended two people's lives because of your failures. You know, so I'm just putting it out there in the air in the universe so you can hear it. Your failures made you take two other people's lives because you were pathetic. You weren't just pathetic, you were fucking pathetic. Just want to add that. You're way past fucking pathetic. And people who think like that because somebody doesn't do what you want, you can't get what you want, you gotta murder people, you're pathetic too. You know, if you're one of them people who think you gotta get at people and do bad shit to them because you couldn't get what you wanted, you spoiled punk ass haters. You are a hater. If you think like that or have thought like that, you're a hater. You need hate therapy. You need a hug or 35. And I'm talking about a hug from a fucking python or an anaconda. Not from you know, anybody nice, because obviously it's a little too late for you when you get to that point. I'm just saying. And on that note, we're going to take another station identification. And after this message, I'll be right back.
Like smooth drama, drama, drama.
Yes, sir.
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 Listen here, man. It's your boy, Cam Wee. I'm just acting a fool, acting a fool, acting a fool. With my man, DH. Y'all know him as. And Butter Butter Pecan. Yes, sir. Chosen.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your boy, Big Hugger. Busting through. You know, as I stated earlier, you know, my girl, Butter, she's under the weather. We hope that she can get over on top of the weather, Butter, get back, get healthy, be good. Alabama. Well, I'm not going to go to Alabama. Actually, I'm going to go to the funny thing. You know, we talked about, you know, I always talk about this taxation without representation, whatnot, how the IRS screws us over as a people, whatever. There's nothing you can do with the whole draconian system. Well, Joseph Andrew Stack today. I don't know if people heard about the Texas resident who had a grudge against the IRS, who set his house on fire and then crashed a small plane into a building that was housing the IRS office with nearly 200 people. I guess, homie, really, really had it in for the IRS. You know, now, luckily, there were no reported deaths. Two people were injured, and one person was missing. Hopefully, that person that's missing has been found by now, because obviously, we don't advocate death here. But this guy, Joseph Andrew Stack, who was 53 years old, he was serious. And yes, he had a message on the website that was registered to him, and he did a suicide note. And in the note, he says, if you're reading this, you're no doubt asking yourself, why did this have to happen? The message says, the simple truth is that it is complicated and has been coming for a long time. And in the message, they say he railed against the government, and in particular, the IRS. And, you know, of course, the building that he ran into is the IRS center with 199 employees. And he continues on to write, I saw it written once that the definition of insanity is repeating the same process over and over and expecting the outcome to suddenly be different. I am finally ready to stop this insanity. Well, Mr. Big Brother, IRS man, let's try something different. Take my pound of flesh and sleep well. Those are Mr. Joseph Andrew Stack. Last words to the world. Now, you know, obviously, I have a problem with the IRS and other state agencies who charge us. You know, of course, my thing is IRS taxes me all year and then chooses to tax me again You know, that's once again that whole taxation without representation, you know, along with all the other fees that we have to pay. And obviously, I'm going to assume that the IRS had a lien on his house and whatnot, was going to take his house. And I guess Mr. Stack was like, no, I don't think so. I'm going to burn this mother down. And then I'm going to send a message to y'all also. Now, of course, they come out in news reports. Oh, there's no terrorist activity. We're continuing to gather more information. Blah, 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 blah. Wah, 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 wah. The point is, y'all know what it is. We all know what it is. Dude was frustrated. He was trying his best to keep his house and try to keep his life in order. Of course there are people who are irresponsible with their money, whatnot, but you can make a mistake here or there and, you know, you can get off track. And, you know, when you look at it, the IRS, they're not very forgiving to the regular man, the common man. They're very forgiving to businesses and whatnot. I mean, we bailing out folks that are rich, but the Joseph Stacks in the world, the Dick Huggers of the world, they don't get bailed out. That's just, you know, we don't get bailed out. We need the money. The regular people in this country need the money, not the quote-unquote rich and wealthy who are supposed to create jobs. You know, and I'm trying to understand capitalism. You know, I've tried to understand this shit for a while. I still don't understand it. I guess I never will. The whole, I'm going to give money to people who have money so that they can create jobs, instead of giving money to people who don't have money so they can create jobs, who really need the money to do something. You know, and it's one thing to say, okay, some people aren't responsible with money, but I look at it like this. If a rich fuck can run a country, can run a company into the ground, why not give a poor fuck the opportunity to do the same? Last time I checked, we're here in America, the bastion of freedom, capitalistic exploration, open market, except the markets aren't open to us. We don't get to do the whole small business loan and, you know, be able to get bailed out or bankrupt ourselves and then get a big payout for ruining a company. You know, you say only in America can you get paid for fucking some shit up. I'm like, I need to learn how to fuck some shit up at a higher level. Because obviously, I'm fucking shit up at a low level, and I'm not getting nowhere. The checks ain't coming. So, I need to do it big, like my homie Godzilla. It's a little Godzilla, but I'm just saying. My homie Godzilla do it big. Godzilla come, he fuck all of Japan up. And anywhere else, they unlucky enough to have this bad mother just tear some stuff down. Now, we look at it, and we say, how is it in capitalism you get paid for failure? You get rewarded for failure. What happened to the whole hard work, pull yourselves up by your bootstraps, and if this don't work, the person underneath gets their opportunity to rise up and make it happen? That shit didn't win away? I don't know. I'm saying maybe we need Godzilla to come and smash, you know, these corporate people. Just burn them with some Godzilla fire. My homie can handle it. My homie can handle Godzilla. Tear that shit down. AIG, you just let Godzilla loose. Tear that shit down. Start over. Because obviously what they're doing, you know, is not working. What we're doing is not working. You know, it ends up with regular folks getting fired and whatnot, which is what happened with this Alabama deal, where University of Alabama in Huntsville, they had a biology department faculty meeting where there was Amy Bishop, who was a Harvard trained geneticist, who had just been told that her tenure was gone. So what happened is, you know, they were having their regular faculty meeting, and it was 13 people at the meeting, room 369 of the Shelby Center for Science and Technology, and they're talking about events coming up, scheduling classes, budget, you know, if you've ever been a part of anything planning and any of that thing, you know, those boring meetings where you're like trying to text silently on your phone or whatever to do to stay woke and not fall asleep. Well, Miss Amy Bishop, whose tenure had been denied, all of a sudden just stood up and start shooting. You know, she starts shooting everywhere. And what happened is her homegirl, who is a professor, Deborah Moriarty, who's telling the reporters whatnot, that as soon as she starts shooting, she dropped to the ground, jumped under the tables on her hands and knees, and she tried to pull her leg, whatever, you know, and just try to stop her, whatnot. And so the woman, of course, sidestepped her, and when she was in the doorway and she starts running, trying to get away from her, the woman chased after her and was right behind her and was going to shoot her. And then Miss Moriarty helped, hollers out, "Stop, don't shoot me. Think about my grandson. Think about my daughter. This is me. We're friends, blah, blah, blah." She didn't care. And, you know, this is what we're talking about. People are being pushed to a level that they've never been at, because, just because. Now we think about it. How did we get there? Because we're not backing the regular people. We're backing folks who are not helping the regular people. So regular people get in situations they're not used to. Tenure gets denied. Jobs get taken away. People react when their lives are uprooted. And I'm going to go on that note. How do we solve problems? It's going to take longer than 60 seconds to solve problems, obviously. But it's something to think about. Look at the root problem. And on that note, it's your boy, Dick Hugger. I'm out. I'm going to go and admit that my Indiana Pacers suck. I hope you guys have a good night. May the force be with you. And I'll holler at you. Same bat time, same bat place. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth, She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got
smooth drama.